selections of 2011 Ford Fiestas in the state. With over 50 to choose from, they're priced to sell starting at only $12,995. Or choose from over 50 all-new 2011 F-150s in stock now. We're in the Santa Fe Auto Park or online at ChalmersCapitalFord.com, where real people make the difference. 1921 plus TTNL on approved credit. See us for details.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello and welcome to your Sunday afternoon helping of all things real estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome my friend and fellow real estate broker, Steve Riemann, Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title, to the first of many shows that we'll be doing together here in 2011.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, listeners, and Happy New Year.
Oh, excellent. In a few minutes, Steve and I will be tackling a variety of topics we hope you find interesting. But before we get going with that, I know all of you will join us in wishing speedy recovery to the injured victims of the shooting that occurred this weekend in Tucson, Arizona. And, of course, we extend our prayers to the families of the people who perished. It's always hard to transition from that, but I want to invite you, as I do at the beginning of each show, to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of all things real estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to www.allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's a little bit of a mouthful, but www.allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out all these stellar companies. And one of these companies, El Aroma, offers you a variety of home marketing and cleaning tile services that will help get your house back in order after all of those holiday parties that I know that you were staging. For more information, give El Aroma a call at 577-4744. Again, that's 577-4744. Or you can check out El Aroma by going again to our website, www.allthingsrealestateradio.com. And as always, if you want to send us your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll try to read it on the program today. I can tell you that we have a lot going on with the show today, so I want to kick things off by getting some state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hey, Andrew, I heard a rumor that you got your crystal ball fixed. Is that correct?
You asked me to get it fixed, so I took it out.
Okay.
And I got it. I tried to get it fixed. So,
good.
You know, I usually deflect the question of, you know, what are rates going to do, because I'm usually wrong.
Right.
But there's a reason to take stock today and to try to look ahead. I mean, it's the first of the year, and the bottom line is that I believe that rates in 2011 will remain close to where they are today, and here's the reason why. The very low rates that we experienced in the last several months of 2010 came as a result of investors fleeing the stock market for the relative security of bonds, and especially mortgage-backed securities. They were willing to take a lower interest rate, translating into lower mortgage rates, because their purchase was based on this flight to safety and not on a return. The result was a historically low 30-year rate. But since November, the news about the economy is gradually getting better, and as a result, bond buyers have moved to securities, creating a situation where the sellers of mortgage-backed securities have to increase their rates in order to attract these investors. The Federal Reserve has implemented a program called QE2, which I talk about a lot, which is intended to keep rates low while at the same time signaling that they want inflation to the economy to begin to inflate a bit. The result of this is a sort of a push-pull on rates that will leave the 30-year rate around 5%. I mean, on Friday it was a little bit below, and it could go up. With this in mind, understand that the pressure on rates is upward rather than downward, and that falling rates will come at the expense of economic recovery or some unforeseen catastrophic event.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing I want to say is let's put a 5% rate in perspective. You know, prior to last year, the last time we saw this rate of 5% or below on a 30-year fixed rate loan was in the 1960s. So it reflects an economy that is struggling to recover. But if we didn't have a recent memory of rates around 4 3/8 or even a bit lower, it would be an awesome incentive to buy. And if we look at the average mortgage rate over the last 15 years of about 6 or 6.25%, it's an amazing rate. So the bottom fishers will complain, but I don't think this rate should deter bona fide buyers.
Yeah. And Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title and I are going to talk a lot about the state of the market during the show today, Andrew. But in sort of summary, what would be your final recommendation to people considering this a little bit minor change in interest rates?
Well, you have to forget where it was. I think you have to look at where it is, and where it is still very, very attractive.
Yeah, and with great inventory and moderate prices, it's a great combination. Well, as always, Andrew Hoffman, you started off the show in a great way with your state of the market commentary. Thanks a lot, Andrew. I'm going to have you back on the show next week. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. All right, I want to get a little bit of perspective with my good friend and co-host today, Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, about a variety of real estate topics that are going to be important in 2011. Again, this is the first show that Steve and I are sharing the microphones on, but we'll have many more to come down the pike. I guess, Steve, I always like to get your perspective, and in the green room before the show we were talking about your view of where the market is. Where is it, the real estate market, and what do you see, say, in the first 6 months of this coming year?
You know, Ray, our listeners often call in and say that I'm bullish on the market.
Yep.
And I certainly am. Let me give you a couple of things that we've got going on at Fidelity. Frankly, December was our largest month of the year. We had closed more transactions than we did at any other time in 2011. We're carrying over good inventory we're carrying over good inventory into 2011. It just seems to be more activity, generally more contracts coming together, more buyers realizing that, as Andrew says, the economy is struggling to recover, but it is recovering.
Right.
The National Association of Realtors says we expect to see a 15% increase in transactions in 2011. We've certainly seen that getting off to a hurried start. Mortgage applications were up significantly the week after Christmas. Now, sometimes that reflects folks that need to refinance their homes and draw some equity out to pay some Christmas bills. But I think it also stands for a true intent in the market, in the buyer's market, to make something happen in 2011.
Well, and you made a statement to me in the green room that I think we really need to underscore throughout this program today, and that is that if buyers don't take advantage of this sort of hump year, things are going to change dramatically in 2012 and right up to 14. So a little more perspective on that.
Absolutely. That's my feeling in this market, that the buyers that really do want to take advantage of what we've been going through the past half a dozen years need to get into the market in 2011. 2012 will be a bit of a stabilizing market. 13 will even be more so. Personally, I think 14 is going to be a very successful market for the real estate industry. And so it's one of those where if you wait too long, you're going to miss it. And frankly, I think 2011 is the year of the buyer. I almost called it the last year of the buyer to take advantage of this buyer's market that we've historically been in the last couple of years. We need to take advantage, or buyers need to take advantage of that now. Affordability of interest rates may, as Andrew suggests, remain flat, but remaining flat at 5 or a little bit above is not remaining flat at 4 and a little bit above, where we were for a good part of the last couple of months. I am very bullish on this.
Well, and I think maybe we talked about this in the green room at the beginning of the show. To put it in sort of layman's terms, what it means literally to a buyer is that the deal that you're talking about today, Steve Reiman, is probably going to go away in another 12 to 24 months because prices will go up, interest rates will go up, competition will occur. A lot of the buyers, and we saw this and you alluded to it in our firm, Sotheby's International Realty, saw one of the best months ever last month in December with people getting off the fence and buying. The reality is that a lot of people have been sitting around, but if you are a buyer, you're going to all of a sudden have a lot of competition. So if prices are going up, interest rates are going up, and you're competing with people, you're not going to get the house you want, right?
I kid folks all the time that you never know what you're at the bottom. When you jump into a pool, you only know when you're at the bottom when you scrape your nose on the bottom of the pool and you start heading up, and you look back over your shoulder and go, well, guess what? That was the bottom. I personally am very bullish. I believe we are at the bottom in many segments of the market. Even the still inflated markets won't decrease by perhaps more than 5%. I encourage buyers all the time. So make a 5% less offer and buy it at the bottom.
There you go.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
Because sellers that are really motivated or interesting are looking at every offer.
Yeah.
I don't think that credit is going to become any more easy to obtain.
Yeah.
I'm bullish on alternative financing methods, whether it's seller carrybacks or real estate contract methods.
And we'll talk about that later on in the show, and I think that's a very important topic, particularly in this market, because and a lot of first-time home buyers are just being scared to death by the changing in credit scores, requiring pay stubs, lots of stuff, and people that are refinancing, too. I can tell you personally, it's just been a nightmare for some people who have very good credit, great assets. I mean, it is a nightmare. So the alternate financing thing, I think, is something we really need to dive into. And I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, I'm looking at the clock here. Why don't we take a break? It's great to have you back in the booth with me, Steve.
Glad to be here, Ray.
We're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to have a conversation with Mike Plant about Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch development. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
I want to change some things. I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalk.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions. Hi, it's...
Nobody ever says, it's just cancer, get over it.
Or, snap out of it, it's just diabetes.
And who would ever say, it's nothing serious, it's just heart disease?
But you do hear those words about people living with another serious illness.
It's called depression, and it threatens the lives of more than 15 million Americans.
Like heart disease, its symptoms can be misleading.
Like diabetes, it's biologically based.
And like cancer, it can be fatal.
So what we should say is what doctors, medical professionals, and other experts say. Depression can be treated.
Which is why those who have overcome it say, getting treatment is like getting your life back.
Depression is real, but so is hope. Learn more at depressionisreal.org.
Supported by a coalition of mental health organizations, including the American Psychiatric Foundation and the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance.
Doc 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today, I have Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title in the broadcast booth with me, but we're going to shift gears and welcome another special guest, Mike Plant, co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico. Now, Mike is also Executive Vice President for Business Operations for the Atlanta Braves baseball team, a former Olympic athlete, former Executive Vice President of Turner Sports, and a current member of the U.S. Olympic Committee. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, Mike.
Thank you, Ray. Steve, how you guys doing?
We're doing all right. And I have two questions. One is, has Armageddon struck Atlanta with this bad ice storm that's coming? And then I have another question.
Grocery store shelves are bare. Milk and water is, you know, limited. So, yeah, we're hunkering down.
You know, when I lived in Washington, D.C., we'd get like a quarter of an inch, and the stores, people would be screaming and running. It was like being in Russia. You know, all the shelves are bare and everything. So, anyway, but we're hoping that it's not too dramatic because it can be bad down there. You guys are not used to it, are you?
No, exactly, but we'll make it through just fine.
Second question I have is, now you happen to be associated with a professional baseball team, but you got to be excited about the Falcons.
Actually, I have to admit I'm a shareholder along with 260,000 other people in the Green Bay Packers, so I'm not real excited about the Falcons at all.
No, I set you up for that because I knew that. But and, of course, you know, you're being broadcast on a Santa Fe station, so none of your friends in Atlanta are hearing this.
That's fine.
Anyway, well, I want to remind people that last November, Mike, Steve Rehman from Fidelity National Title and I had the chance to tour part of the 6,000 acres of Canyon Ridge Ranch with you. And today, and your dad, actually. And today we want to tell the listeners about a variety of 2011 activities that will be going on in Chama that you've got planned. So let's start things out, Mike, by reminding folks what the Canyon Ridge Ranch experience is all about.
Yeah, just briefly, it's obviously a vision and a passion to develop a conservation easement, which really puts habitat, wildlife, and the beauty of the land as a priority. And that speaks for itself. I mean, that there's not much you have to do when you look at 7,500 to 10,500 feet up in the San Juan Mountains. And part of our vision was to put almost 4,000 acres of the close to 6,000-acre ranch in a permanent conservation easement, along with a number of other amenities so that people can enjoy the beauty of the land, the great outdoors, but also the comforts of a home and a lodge and small fitness center and a number of other amenities that I think will create an upscale type of experience.
Yeah, and Steve Rehman and I really did have a great time last November, but unfortunately, as you pointed out, because the cloud level was low, we weren't able to see the grand vistas that are out there. But I'll tell you the good news is, Steve, we're going to be going back this spring because one of the things that Mike is going to talk about briefly today is sort of the spring and summer tours that we're going to be offering to prospective buyers. You want to chat about that a little bit, Mike?
Yeah, I think, you know, to look at the vastness of 6,000 acres and try to imagine that you could get a feel for it in just a couple hours is nearly impossible. So we've put together a couple different tours that will be on Rangers. We'll certainly give people the opportunity to really stop at about 14 different points on the ranch and enjoy the views, the vistas, see some of the amenities, certainly get an appreciation for the extensive amount of infrastructure that we've already constructed on the ranch, and I think get a feel for what some of the home sites, the first 24, actually all the view corridors are all in and are cleared enough so that you could envision, you know, certainly sitting on your deck with a glass of wine and the beauty that you can see for the rest of your life and hopefully generations beyond. So those tours are about 8 hours, and I can assure you that the time will go quick, and I know no one will be bored. The history of the last 3 years of people that have been up there, when they walk away from it, they say it's probably one of the most beautiful places they've ever seen on the face of the earth. So we think that it'll be a good time for people to really get an appreciation for what Canyon Ridge has to offer.
Mike, how can I sign up for one of those tours?
Well, you know, fortunately, you know where I live, so and I hope the next time we're up there, because it was probably less than desirable when the fog is about 100 feet in front of you. And if you look at, for example, Steve, the 50 lots that are available that are all on the western ridgeline, there's views all the way west of Durango from the high country in that. So it's great views west. There's great interior views of the canyons from the Chavez Creek and the West Chavez Fork, and it's just really a paradise.
And I think I need to remind the listeners that this is a fabulous wilderness area, but you and your partner, Steve Siegler, have already done some incredible infrastructure work to lay in roads and the like. As a matter of fact, when you were driving Steve Ream and I around, you were talking about, well, we had to dynamite that tree over there and pulled that. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like a super highway going through here. So when people go up there, my point being that it's not like they're going to be walking literally through the wilderness or riding around. I mean, there are roads, there are trails. They can enjoy both the amenities of having a nice road system as well as being off trail. But my question for you is going to be, what infrastructure improvements are you guys considering for this year?
Yeah, we just to address the past a little bit, and you know, look, I think we all have to be honest with each other, and certainly with your listeners. And Steve Ziegler, my partner, and I feel extremely fortunate that, unlike a lot of, and we're not developers by trade, we're passionate about Canyon Ridge and the vision we've created. And that's probably the reason we're one of the few opportunities like this that are still around. This has been some challenging times over the last couple of years, and fortunately, we've been able to continue to sustain and pace our way through, you know, some of the challenging times that most of us had nothing to do with creating. But our passion, our vision hasn't changed. So we have done probably about $6 million in infrastructure, mainly on roads and wells, some of the power, building all the gates, a couple of the amenities and shelters, and one of our first outfitter cabins, and we've laid out the whole lodge and fitness center site and the casitas. And so this year, as we go forward, I think one of the things that we are putting on the docket, and it's important for people that it really have an interest in trying to pull the trigger on building a home, is the first track one, 24 lots that we're going to finish all the power and the shared well infrastructure, so that if someone wanted to build a lot in one of those first tracks, that the power will be there, the water will be there, and that the road surface of that lot, that track will also be completed. So that we think is a pretty significant, certainly, investment from us again, and just continues to move our vision forward.
Yeah, and again, this is 6,000 acres total. 4,000 acres are in conservation easement. The tract that Mike is mentioning is one of four tracts that exist in the entire development, and to have the roads, the power, the water there is rather significant, and I think it's going to be a great incentive for people to want to go up there and take the springtime tours. Steve, do you have anything else you want to say to Mike before I let him go? We've got about a minute left here.
No, I do want to congratulate him, however, on the Atlanta Braves actually picking up a couple of really good prospects in the offseason.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to Dan Ugla being with us for a long time and trying to get ourselves back to the postseason dance.
Yeah, well, that's just around the corner, and good luck on that for sure. I've got Mike Plant on the line with us. Thanks for being on the show today, Mike. And if you want more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website, www.discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Thanks a lot, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Just a quick one. I hope your daughter's okay. Mike told me that his daughter was bitten by a dog. Is she all right?
She's fine. I appreciate that. She's a trooper, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about Canyon Ridge, and look forward to seeing some of the listeners up there this spring and summer.
Very good. We look forward to it as well. That's Mike Plant of Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Mike.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Gino, you want to take a break here? I guess so. We're close enough to it. Let's do that. When we come back, I'm going to continue my conversation with Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title regarding issues that you as a buyer, seller, or homeowner should be facing or looking at facing here in 2011. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Meet Maya and the gang.
Oh, hi. I'm Maya.
My Inner Friends wants you to get up and play, because it's always more fun to be active.
There's mountain biking, boating and fishing, mountain climbing and spelunking. Let's get started.
Get ready to take the Mayan Miguel Challenge.
Let's see.
Just go to letsmove.gov and look for Mayan Miguel. You'll find tons of fun activities that'll help keep you healthy and active. Muy activo. You can also check out healthy recipes to try with your family, play cool games, and get free downloads. So come hang out with Maya, Miguel, and the whole gang.
Go!
Remember, whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, just get up and play at least an hour a day. And don't forget, eat healthy to be your best. Maya and Miguel will show you how at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Fairy residence, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a little bit of a round table. Well, actually it's a rectangle table with Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. And, of course, my fabulous producer, Gino Thompson. And we're having some laughs. We always enjoy having Steve in the studio with us, don't we, Gino? Actually, I'm not going to say what Steve did as sort of a nice thing for you, Gino. I'll wait till the end of the show.
Can we give a shout out to Ingrid?
Oh, okay. Now the cat's out of the bag. She's probably listening, looking at her phone, waiting for a phone call. Anyway, I want to remind you that the law firm of Shore, Yost & Patterson has roots going back more than 50 years. Now, the current firm was established in 93 as a general civil law practice staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions and litigation, estate planning, business planning and formation, banking law, and tax planning. Shore, Yost & Patterson maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, an AV rating by Martindale Hubbell. The firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Shore, Yost & Patterson can be found on the Internet at SantaFeLawyers.com. That's a real good website, isn't it? SantaFeLawyers.com. Or they can be reached by phone at 505-989-7500. Shore, Yost & Patterson, strong supporters of all things real estate, and they provide us with excellent legal commentary every couple of weeks. I now want to welcome well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll to the show. Thank you, Annie, for joining us today. How are you?
Great, Ray. How are you doing?
Well, Steve Riemann wants to say Happy New Year, don't you?
Happy New Year to you, Annie.
Thank you to you, too.
Now, of course, we are in the middle of winter, Annie, and I'm just curious on these cold, snowy kinds of days, if you've got some seasonal interior design suggestions you want to offer to the listeners.
Well, I have a couple of thoughts on that. One is when I think about winter, energetically you think about being cozy and intimate and fires and the snow and all of that and kind of bringing things in a little bit. So my thought was about dining and about entertaining, and I think it's fun to really open up and be expansive on how can you create those kind of more intimate spaces in your own home. We had a friend once from Morocco, and she didn't have a dining room. She had a big round coffee table that she would set, and she'd have these little ottomans or poofs around the coffee table and have a tapas meal or just any kind of meal, and it was really fun and intimate. And just to think about how can you use your space and how can you use it in maybe a different way, not to use your typical dining table, but maybe bring like a little 36-inch round table and move it in front of the fireplace and have a dinner there, and or a library table that you might have stacked with books, and, you know, just to how to use your home and your things in a more intimate way for the winter.
Yeah, and, you know, we're so used in this fabulous environment that we live in here in Santa Fe to have the doors open outside on the terrace, the sun screaming down at us. But the wintertime, that crackling fire and that setting that you just talked about sounds pretty inviting. I can't imagine anyone would not want to do that. And by the way, Moroccan food is fabulous, so you're making me hungry. Any other thoughts for the listeners today, Annie?
Yes, my other thought was I think winter's a perfect time to really start thinking about your projects for spring and summer, whether it's remodeling or new construction, or maybe you're thinking about Canyon Ridge, and really doing some planning, some what kind of finishes do we like, maybe talking to some contractors, getting some money and some pricing really down and putting some numbers to it. I think it's a great time to do that, to make those kind of plans.
Yeah, and you probably are working with all your clients in that kind of preparation as well. And I tell you, the seasons can change so quickly. I think you're offering some excellent counsel. Any last thought you want to offer today before I let you go?
Just to really take your own home and look at it in a different way and think about how can I be in my home differently with, you know, not an expense, but just use it in a different way and be kind of open and creative in your own environment.
As always, excellent suggestions from Annie O'Carroll. And if you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, simply go to our website. Again, that's www.allthingsrealestateradio.com. And then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Annie, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. You have big plans?
No, I don't. Movie. Going to a movie.
Oh, good. What are you going to say?
King's Speech.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should enjoy that. Well, anyway, Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to tell you about our well-regarded institution here in Santa Fe called Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning needs. Last little promo, which actually is going to segue right into some more commentary from Steve Reiman of Federal National Title, is I want to take a moment to tell you about Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company. Westgate Properties is actually hosting a major homeowner association seminar, which is free and open to the public, on Sunday, January 23rd. To be held at the Hotel Santa Fe, located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta. The seminar will begin with registration at 10:30 in the morning and feature a roundtable of experts, including Mr. Steve Reiman, a fellow of the National Title, who will speak to every issue that relates to condo and homeowner associations. Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties and host of the seminar, has asked me to air a live remote broadcast of all things real estate from the seminar. And besides the panel of experts and the staging of the radio show from the seminar, there will also be refreshments served and a drawing for some incredibly major gifts, which Tom and I talked about. And I would guarantee you, you should go to this just to put your name in the hat for the gifts if you don't even have a homeowner association. And they're really fabulous. Seriously, though, this is a very, very major event. Tom is staging it the day before the big legislative reception that the Chamber of Commerce hosts. So there could be some legislators there as well, and there is, which I want to talk about with Steve Reiman in a moment, some legislation pending in the legislature about homeowner associations. So, again, mark your calendar Sunday, January 23rd, for this free and important homeowner association seminar beginning at 10:30 at the Hotel Santa Fe. For additional information, you can call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. 3134, and I look forward to seeing you there because we'll be doing a live remote broadcast. Steve, we've talked about this on the show many times before, and you are in the thick of it on many occasions. Homeowner associations, condo or for freestanding homes, They are a big element in this community. This seminar that Tom Simon's doing, I think, is critical, particularly since there is legislation pending that could impact the homeowner association laws. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I look forward to the seminar. I think Tom's done a good job in putting it together. We're trying to get some legislators in. That's the day before the legislature starts, and be able to bring them on board, not only to discuss the current legislation or the proposed legislation, but I want to invite homeowners of every type, if you will, to join us at that program. I think most folks don't understand what avenues and what resources a homeowners association can really bring to you.
Right.
There are too many occasions where people just don't know how to use their homeowners association, how to get the best out of it, how to protect their property values through it. We're working with a homeowners association now up on the east side. They are working diligently trying to clarify all their easements, formalize all their easements, their road sharing agreements, road maintenance agreements, obviously all for the benefit of the homeowners and their not only unobstructed access, but their property controls, expense controls, et cetera, with respect to roadways, et cetera. I just think that there needs to be a reawakening, if you will. I'm really proud of Tom for bringing this together,
yeah.
A reawakening where people can avail themselves of this kind of information and know how to use their homeowners associations to their benefit.
And Mr. Riemann's giving you sort of a heads up on some of the things that he'll be discussing as one of the expert panelists at this January 23rd event, again, at the Hotel Santa Fe. So come on by. Again, we'll be doing a remote broadcast. You'll be able to meet Steve Riemann in the person, in live, in the flesh.
Oh, no.
In the person, in the live, in the flesh. All of those things. So, anyway, mark that on your calendar. Let's go back to something you alluded to, Steve, at the top of the show. We've got about 4 minutes or so before we need to take another break. And that is, as part of a strategy for buyers these days, and sellers, actually, alternate financing.
Well, there is no question that financing is difficult to obtain. One of the reasons why the rates have stayed low is because it's tough to get loan approval nowadays.
Right.
And some of the heroics that the lenders are making consumers and borrowers go through have set pretty big hurdles in front of folks. I think this is a great opportunity. It has been a good part of our market for the past 12, 15 months. I frankly think it'll increase in 2011. And that is whether it's seller financing through a note and a mortgage, where the seller will actually be the lender for the buyer, or we look at it in a, sort of an informal posture called a real estate contract, where, again, the seller is actually carrying the financing on the property. The burdens and hurdles of institutional financing can be quickly leapt. Anyway,
both of these things.
The costs of financing are lower. The just the whole process of getting in the home can really simplify with the sellers carrying the financing, and we are able to get people into homes typically in a shorter term mechanism. We don't look at seller financing is a 30-year option typically, but to get people in the homes, to get them past their credit difficulties of the past several years, to get them out of the bankruptcy shadow that they had to declare 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it is, it's just allowing people to get into homes and obviously giving sellers a little more value for their property.
A lot of great incentives for doing it, but I guess one of the questions so many people are used to dealing with an institution when it comes to a mortgage and all the structure associated with that, putting aside the issue of between credit scores and income and everything else, it's hard to get loans these days. Are there anything, some people might be saying, well, that sounds interesting, but do I have the same level of assurance dealing with the actual seller if he or she is guaranteeing the mortgage for me, in essence? I don't have the institution, the backing behind me. Are there any pitfalls that a buyer might be thinking about?
And it's normal to anticipate that sort of questioning, frankly, on both sides of the transaction.
Right.
Real estate contracts generally and seller financing transactions have been around for so long that we've really worked a lot of the kinks out of them, and that those fears can be alleviated through any number of of strategies. I think real estate brokers generally are much better informed in these transactions than they have been in the past. I know my real estate contracts class was full every time I taught it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And brokers are looking for ways to help buyers and sellers get creative to make transactions happen. It's not a matter of, forcing a round peg into a square hole. It is a matter of, yes, both parties need to be safe, they need to be protected, they need to rely on experts in order to be able to construct the transactions. But it is obviously moving part of our economy along and getting people into homes who wouldn't otherwise be able to get into.
And if anyone has any questions, and we need to take a break here on All Things Real Estate, but if anyone has a question about this, you could not ask for a better source of an answer than Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. Steve, why don't you give out your contact information?
Well, we're available all the time at our main phone number. That's 995-8800. That's 995-8800. Or you can always email us at our website called santafe@fnf.com. santafe@fnf, that's Fidelity National Financial, FNF. That's our confidential question and answer line. We get a couple of emails every week. People who want to have their questions answered, want to be directed to the right expert where they can get their questions answered. It's free, it's confidential, and we love hearing from consumers every week.
Take it to the bank, or in this case, take it to the title company, Fidelity National Title. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll do our Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned.
Gentlemen, want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications.
Very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our very famous Open House of the Week segment. Today, I want to welcome my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Paige Ingebrigtsen, who is doing an open house today at 420 Arroyo Tenorio. How are you, Paige?
I'm great. How are you this afternoon, Ray?
I'm doing fine, and I have Steve Riemann in the studio. He says, hi, big shout out to you.
Hello there.
Hello there. How are you guys this afternoon?
We're doing okay.
Great.
Paige, you know what the drill is here. You got about, I'm going to give you some more time today. How about that? About 3 minutes or so to sell the listeners on all the attributes of 420 Arroyo Tenorio. Go ahead. You've got the floor.
All right. Great. It's great to be here with you guys today. So 420 Arroyo Tenorio, which is a quiet lane just off the southwest intersections of Garcia Street and Acequia Madre, located in the heart of the east side of Santa Fe and a stone's throw away from downtown Subscription, which would be a great place to be and walk the Canyon Road and all of the galleries and all the amenities that are available there. This is a three-year-old home that was built by Jay Parks with the highest quality of construction. The exterior of the home is adobe, while the interior is framed. There are hand-troweled plaster walls throughout the property. There are oak floors in the common living areas and brick floors in the bedrooms. It is a three-bedroom, three-bathroom home, and each bedroom is, this is really unique about this property, each bedroom has its own en-suite bathroom and its own fireplace, which is really great for your guests who are going to come and stay with you.
Yeah.
They might stay a little long, though.
That's okay. Well, you know what? We invite them to do that, and they'll spend more money, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So people are really about this property that it's as new as it is. A lot of the finishes, the beams, the doors, have all been collected from around the world and over time. So it has a really unique perspective that you have a new construction home while it has a real old Santa Fe style charm to it. It has an open floor plan and lends itself well to entertaining. The kitchen has wonderful workspace and a custom-built island and a four-burner Wolf Range. There are numerous skylights throughout the property and large walls, and many special lights were installed by my client to really show off her art collection, which could be dangerous being so close to Canyon Road.
Right.
Yeah. So some of the other amenities that the property has is in-floor radiant heating as well as forced air heating and air conditioning. So if you arrive in town and you need a blast of air, you can turn on the heat, and then once it gets up to temperature, you can just use the radiant as your backup system.
Mm-hmm.
The property is on drip irrigation, has surround sound throughout, a security system, and a one-car garage, which is a rarity on the east side. We made a recent price adjustment on the property. It is now listed at $1.1 million, and I hope that many of you listeners out there will stop by and see this unique property with me today.
Well, excellent job, and I guess the only other question I have, Paige, is what's the best way for someone to get there?
You know, if you're at the intersection of Garcia and Estacia Madre, there's a funny fifth street that comes off of that. It's on the southwest corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's just go down Arroyo Tenorio. After it becomes a one-way street on the left-hand side, you can't miss the property. It's just right there.
Great. And you're going to be there from 1 to 3, right?
I will be there from 1 to 3 o'clock, and I must say hello to my daughter, Phoebe, who is the very best assistant in all of the world.
Oh, boy.
So shout out to her this morning.
Well, and I hope she's listening to All Things Real Estate. That's Paige Ingebrigtsen, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. Great job, Paige. I hope that the buyer or seller is on his or her way over there, and good luck from 1 to 3 today. Again, that's 420 Arroyo Tenorio. Thanks so much for carving out time. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. It was an honor. I appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you
soon. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Back to my special in-studio guest co-host, Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. Steve, we've got about four or five minutes left here. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have a few encouragements, actually,
okay.
for our listeners today. Paige mentioned that her seller has just made a price adjustment. We've seen a ton of those lately.
Yeah.
And the market's getting a lot closer to a reality point of today's market, not so much looking back now. Folks are, sellers are discounting hard, they're taking losses, and the reality of it is they have to in today's market. It's not, you can't just hold on until something's going to turn around some far out future, future date. You know, I look at the real estate market here for 2008. It was just painful. It was just flat out painful. In 2009, I think that generally speaking, most of our economy and the real estate segment was sort of scared stiff. People did not know what it would mean, what the future would hold, what the next couple of years would look like. And our market was basically flat as people just sort of sat around wondering who's going to create something, what's going to come next. In 2010, you saw a lot of, for instance, brokers changing companies, etc. People realizing, you know, I got to make something happen. It's no longer a market that I can sit idly by. And so we saw a lot of price adjustments. We saw a lot of sellers with seller concessions of whatever kind to help buyers get in. We saw low interest rates and buyers looking to create things to happen. I think 2011 is going to be a let's do it year.
Uh-huh.
It is no longer about, well, the past X number of years has been so difficult. It's now a matter of, you know, the world's going on. Life is continuing. Politics are changing. Administrations are changing. The real estate market is changing. Seller concessions, etc. I just think it's time for buyers to say, you know, this is the year we're going to have to do it. Again, I don't want buyers to miss out. One of the things that that will mean for the sellers is the sellers are going to have to become less emotional.
Yeah.
It is, and it has been, a painful time for sellers for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, many transactions have become very personal, very ad hominem. They've become contentious. As buyers, rightly so, have sought to do the best for themselves that they can,
mm-hmm.
And sellers have struggled with the loss of value over the past couple of years. Sellers need to approach the market a little bit more matter-of-factly, a little more business-like, and yes, it's not going to bring to you perhaps even what you paid for the house 4 or 5 years ago, but it's not going to change unless you change it. And if you need to sell your house, price it right, sell it, take a business-like approach at it. It's just what you're going to have to do to get home soon.
Yeah, don't take it personally because it isn't something that you've done either wrongly. It's just sort of the nature of the market itself. Mm-hmm. But I want to give a plug to Fidelity National Title because I think one of the things that maybe to help sellers and buyers, of course, but sellers as well get their arms around this more business-like approach is actually go in and sit down with Steve Reiman and his colleagues in advance. If you've been there before as a seller, you probably know what the process is. But I tell you, it's like continuing ed. It can't hurt to go in and sort of get a refresher course on what the process is. And maybe that value given, because you guys are always happy to talk to consumers at your office, but you know, we all want happy transactions, so at the end of the day, it works for everyone. I encourage people to do that.
Well, thanks, Ray. There's a reason, first of all, why Fidelity is grown to a 34% market share in the last 2.5 years. We just opened 2.5 years ago, and we now have the controlling position in the market. It's because we do offer services like that. We offer a bit of counseling, if you will,
right,
on what to expect in the typical transaction now, how buyers and sellers are looking at things, how brokers can really, you can use your broker to really ally for you. We just intended always to be an ally to the world. To the whole real estate community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're privileged when folks give us the chance to do that. We love folks coming in and having a cup of coffee and sharing ideas. I personally have helped create some transactions just by giving other people alternatives. Again, looking at seller financing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the homework done so that when you do have a buyer, you're able to move forward. We're working on a huge project now over on the east side on a street that has historically been very casually created.
Mm-hmm.
There are driveways and alleys and easements all over the place. And it's a good time to get your homework done because when that buyer shows up, you need to be able to close.
Absolutely. Well, take all that to the bank from Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. And I apologize to the listeners. My BlackBerry screen went dead on me blank. I know there were several emails that came in, so I apologize. We'll make sure that we address those at next week, maybe. Again, I want to thank Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title and all my other guests for offering some very useful commentary today. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for all you do. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and please know that I would love to help you, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Progressive Talk for Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico. Talk 1260, KTRC AM, Santa Fe.